something.
A Florida woman who lost her luggage while flying, who hasn't been there. I think we all have, right?
What a headache. Yeah.
Well, she's pretty much going to cause someone to lose their job because she was like, okay, where is my luggage? You know, you go to the, what is it, the baggage claim?
Right.
And you wait for that little conveyor belt to start.
And there it is going slower than molasses. And you're like, no, I'm just looking for my bags.
And then it never shows up.
Yeah.
And you're like, been there, done that. So then you, well, you go to the airline service counter. And you start the whole process of, can you find my bags?
Yeah, can you tell me where to go? They haven't come through, yada yada.
Yeah, well, she went through the process and still no luck, but she then remembered that she had a tracking device.
She had an AirTag.
AirTag on her luggage.
Oh, genius.
Wait a minute now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a lot more people these days are using those things for this very reason.
Yeah. So she was able to track down her suitcase, and where it was kind of shocking to her.
Mm-mm. It was at, what you're gonna say.
Well, it was at an airport employee's home.
Oh.
Wow.
I honestly thought you were going to say it was standing next to the person telling her they didn't know where it was.
No.
Behind a counter. Okay, no, even worse.
Yeah. Wow.
15 minutes from the airport. Because I said, how is Speedy move my suitcase there? The first things I remember the police told me is like, what are you doing here? This is so dangerous for you to be here. I think it's a group working in the airport. One person no can do that. They just take bus.
There you go. She's trying to explain basically that, look, I went there. Even the cops were like, that was kind of dangerous to go to this guy's house. But she's like, I tracked down my luggage. I wanted them. She called the cops, and they found multiple stolen bags from not just her, but from other people as well.
Oh, my gosh. So she actually helped a lot of people out.
Yeah, in a way she did. Now, you know, yes, it was a dangerous thing to do.
I mean, I would never advise to do that. Right. You're right. But she's not the first. I mean, in the last, I would say at least a year, because of these AirTags that become so popular, you hear stories like this where people track down their stuff and they're like, I'm going to confront this person.
I'm
going
to go get it. It's my stuff.
Wherever it is, I'm going to go there and find it. And if I have to knock on someone's door, so be it.
All my underwear's there. I need to go grab luggage. Come on.
Girl, you know how expensive that curling iron was that's in that bag. I mean, yeah, more often than not. It's mostly because of like valuables.
Yeah.
I don't think someone would necessarily care about a few clothing items.
True.
Yeah, you have the draws, but.
So now, you know, they're investigating it. The airline is trying to investigate it too and see what's going on with some of the employees and whether they've been doing this and how long they've been doing this.
Oh, well, like you said, there were multiple, so somebody need to lose their job.
Yeah, I think so.
The show must go on.
So people on Instagram have been ripping into a psychiatrist in L.A. for saying that moms shouldn't have to return their shopping carts at grocery stores.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are two type of people in the world. People that return the shopping carts to their rightful place and those that don't. And neither are right and wrong. I'm just saying there's two type.
Well, and I don't know if I ever shared with you, but I think this went down a couple years ago, and I learned the hard way.
You know what? You told the story, yes.
Put it back.
You said one day that you just didn't put it back.
I didn't.
You know, sometimes you just forget.
I'm just like, oh, I got all my, you know, whatever, all my groceries, whatever. Didn't close my door, lock my car, whatever. And I didn't put it back. And went to my car, and it happened to be a West Texas, not windy, but breezy day.
Breezy day.
And the cart went into the, you know, parking
lot.
It went rolling, and it hit the back of some guy's truck.
Okay.
And I thought I was going to die that day.
No!
I thought I was going to die that day.
There was some parking lot rage.
And I'm like, no. And here's the thing. I owned up to it immediately. I'm like, my bad.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm sorry. Here's the thing. The particular grocery store at the time that I went to didn't have the parking lot returns. I would have had to walk all
the way back.
So I'll own it. It was me being lazy.
You know what?
It was me being lazy.
But good for you. You owned it.
Yeah.
And mind you, we've all been there at one time.
Well, my car's gotten hit several times. Yeah, you're exactly right. We've all experienced it at least once.
I would say that I'm the type to take it back, but No, I would say out of 10 times, I forget twice or three times. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know? So I learned my lesson that day, and you can bet.
Do you do it now?
I take it back now. Don't play.
Know. Well, here's the argument, though, on this one. Remember, they said in this little argument here on Instagram, moms. And here's the reason why. They say her argument is you shouldn't be expected to leave your kid alone in the car.
100.
To go take the cart back.
I get that.
So, I mean, if it's just you and your kid, you don't want to leave your kiddo. And so you just kind of maybe put the cart next to the side or something. And so this is where the, I guess, debate is going back and forth on this Instagram.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, off.
Oh, hang on! Wow, she went beyond
there. She really doesn't care about your opinion.
She does.
But no, I mean, gosh, I'm a mom. I have three kids.
Yeah.
I have been in this exact situation countless times because you go, especially when they're really little, you strap them into their car seat.
Yeah.
And I literally have been in the parking lot like, do I leave? Do I bring this? Do I take that back? You know?
If there's not another adult there to help you out, you're just like, dang it.
Yeah, and props to those grocery stores that lot of times have people walking through the parking lot waiting for you.
Love
their
it.
Employees.
Don't you love it when they say, hey, you want me to take that for you?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm telling you, we love you. United Market Street, and they're good about
that.
They
do a lot of that.
They are excellent about that.
Yeah, so they're going back and forth, and other moms are saying, you know, she's got a point.
Yeah.
She got a little bit of a point there.
It's
so.
A very... tough, quick thinking, in the moment kind of decision. It's like, and I've even done it before. You might see me, or when my kids were little, dashing through the parking lot, going and pushing it in the thing and running back to my ride.
Right.
Because you're right. You're leaving your children.
It's true.
I mean, it's a dangerous situation. It's
right.
a tough situation and a hard call to make at the end of the day.
What about the guy that gets on the shopping cart with one foot and
pushes and rolls through the parking lot? Leo,
like he's Superman.
Come get in the car,
Hang
Leo.
On. That's
Quit
me.
Playing.
That's me. I'm sorry.
Do. You're not a kid.
I feel like I'm a superhero.
93 app.
Is this the perfect breakfast food is what I'm asking myself.
Ooh, okay. Do tell.
Well, some TikToker came up with a hybrid called pancaked French toast. Hang on. No,
mind
give it a
you,
chance.
Hybrid. I've never heard the word hybrid more than I have in the last couple of years of my life.
This is true.
Hybrid this, hybrid that.
Mind you, I don't even know what hybrid is.
Thank you. Is that what Kevin drives?
Yes. I think. I don't know. He drives a pancake French toast, I guess. I don't know.
What is this? I'm here for it.
Okay, so you make French toast.
Right.
You know. Then you dip it in pancake batter and make it a pancake around it.
Wait a minute.
Like, literally, this is the kind of stuff where I expect this to be at the state fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fried something. This
yeah, like, but fried everything.
Okay, so I'm trying to think already. Okay, so you start with French toast first.
Yeah, you make it normal.
Which you already dip your French toast in egg.
You do.
And so then you're going to double dip.
Boom.
Into pancake batter.
You know what? You said the word. That's what it is. It's double dipped.
Okay.
Because then you dip it in the pancake mix. Then you put it on the pan, I guess.
Gosh.
Finish cooking. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to slam this just yet because I love both.
I mean, come on.
I really do.
We love French toast. We love pancakes. I think we have pancakes more than French toast because, I don't know, at least I do. Do you? Or is it normal? Is it 50-50?
Yeah, definitely pancakes more, but I do love French toast just as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I have a hankering for it, any time of day or night, I'm like, I want French toast. I'm making it right now.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Could pancake French toast be the perfect breakfast food?
The perfect hybrid?
Wow.
French toast and dipped it in pancake batter and made a pancaked French toast. Let's find out.
Wasn't sure how long to leave it because I don't have my normal bubbling technique. Oh, not too bad. It looks like a pancake, but there's French toast in there. That looks pretty done to me. Transfer this to my plate. I got some syrup on here, a little touch of butter. I really love my French toast so much. Why would I mess it up by pancaking it? But oh my God. Oh, this is legit the best of both worlds. You absolutely get both pancakes and French toast. And just one of these is plenty.
You know what? He said it best, though, too. He was like, I really love my French toast so much. Why would I, you know, pancake it here?
Yeah.
But, I mean, he sounds like he loved it.
When I hear a good reaction to stuff, I kind of feel like, okay, maybe they're on to something.
Yeah. He better not be faking. I'm going to be mad. Because I would totally try this. I have both.
Well, now, next time you make French toast, go the next step. And dip it into the pancake mix.
Oh, man. You know what? This might definitely be our new favorite breakfast food.
Who knew we needed this in our lives?
True that.
Who knew? Wow.
Leo and Rebecca in the morning. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning. Morning.
Only on B93. The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca. Don't give a damn. That's right. Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning.
B93. Carmen trying to collect on a medical procedure here.
Oh, I was going to say, what's she up to today? Otra vez.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Carmen. May I please speak to Mr. or Mrs.
This is Mr. speaking.
Hi there. I'm calling with Health Services in the billing department. Yeah. I'm calling about a procedure that was completed about 3 years ago that you have not completed payment on, and I'd like to collect now if possible.
Procedure 3 years ago.
Yes, it says a procedure.
Are you talking about my wife's back surgery?
For Mrs. Yes, I'm not. I don't know what the procedure was, sir. But you're saying it was a BBL.
She had back surgery 3 years ago, but we
yes, she had surgery on her
ago.
Backside. Also, like what? Some injections or like?
No, she had back surgery. I mean, you should have it on your billing statement there.
No. It doesn't give us that information. It's confidential. Remember, it's patient privilege.
Oh, right, the HIPAA
yes.
laws. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
What'd you call me?
I was referring to the laws, the HIPAA
yeah,
laws.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you called me a hippo. I was going to say that's not respectful because BBL, maybe. But now I actually don't look like a hippo.
No. What is?
Hello?
Hello?
Hola, this is Carmen. I believe we were disconnected.
You're with Health Services.
Yes.
We paid them years ago.
Then you did not complete the payment, sir.
Yes, we did. We got letters that the payment was complete.
No, sir. The payment was not completed, sir.
What does it say? What is the amount for? I mean, what
$67. There's a $67 past due balance, sir, from 3 years ago.
$67? We paid thousands of dollars for it.
I understand, but I'm just one. No.
Where did you get $57 from? You pulled that out of your.
It's not my that the procedure was on.
What are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hola, this is Carmen. Yes,
No. We talked about this already.
No, we did not talk about. No, you're right. There is no $67. Yes.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, good. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. No. Because this is from 3 years ago. It's been collecting interest. So now it's $3,378, sir. How would you like to take care of that?
What? $3,278. That's more than what we paid for it originally.
Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca with the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday. Woo! It's your birthday. Yes, it is. Time for a little birthday holla action. Ooh, wasn't that lovely? Holla. All right, who's having a birthday today, celebrity wise? The most notable. Oh, wow. Prince would have celebrated a birthday today. So missed. Swae Lee from Ray Shrimmer, 31 years old today. Let's see here. Fetty Wap is 33. Iggy Azalea is 34. Anna Kournikova, married. Well, I don't think they ever married, but she's Enrique Iglesias' baby mama and life partner, 43 years old today. Allen Iverson is 49. Wow, lots of awesome folks. Liam Neeson, 72 years old. I have a very particular set of skills. And also
all these awesome people share a birthday with one very awesome, special person in my life, my oldest son, Noah. And lots of you remember when he was born way back in the day. I'd just gotten into radio and I was expecting, and I had my Noah 25 years ago. Happy birthday, baby boy. I love you like crazy. I love you so much.
Yeah. Is opening up on this Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday. What is it, June the 7th? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Here we are. This is the day, Leo. I think many moviegoers and true fans of this particular movie you're about to mention have been waiting for.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And we have been waiting for it. And today's the day. And honestly, it's the only big release going down because they know what time it is.
Because movie people in the movie industry ain't dumb.
No, they're not.
That's why.
Today, brand new at theaters, Bad Boys Ride or Die.
Oh,
here
bad
we go.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come by you?
Yeah. All right. Well, with their late police captain... gets linked to drug cartels. Wisecracking Miami cops Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett embark on a dangerous mission to clear his name. And that's what the premise of this movie is. We all know the captain. He was in all those movies.
Right.
He was great. He's always yelling at him. Well, he has passed. But they need to clear his name, and that's what the premise of this entire movie is.
Well, doesn't it just make us laugh just to hear... Will Smith and Martin Lawrence's character names, and you're like, this is funny.
Mike Lowry.
This is going to be funny. It's going to be so good.
Just hearing them go back and forth, that's what it's really all about.
You're absolutely right. I've become a fan in recent years because I'm not going to lie. Uh-huh. I didn't watch the Bad Boys movies when they came out. Each year.
But you've caught up.
And I've caught up, and I'm like, gosh, I didn't realize I was missing out all this time.
Yeah. Oh, it's just... perfect duo movie as far as partners and stuff. And so, yes, this is number 4. And they even said they messed up with the titles because number 3 was Bad Boys 4 Life.
Yep.
And that was the third movie. And they even said recently, I saw them on an interview going, yeah, we messed up. We should have kept that title for this one because this is number 4.
Did you talk to them?
I talked to them.
Because you told me this long ago. You're like, they messed up. When 3 came out, you said it. They messed up.
I said
if they're planning on doing a 4, they should have saved the 4 life.
I kind of realized that way back. And I didn't even know they'd do another one. And they have. And, well, now they're kind of realizing, we messed up. We should have kept 4 life. For this one, but it's called Ride or Die, and honestly, it's getting some pretty good reviews, so that's awesome.
Well, it's 70, I heard somewhere, read somewhere, 70 something on Rotten Tomatoes, 75
which
or something.
For Rotten Tomatoes, that's good.
That's good.
Because sometimes you get some really low scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, and like I said, for true fans, it's honestly, kind of like the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah.
You really can't go wrong with a Bad Boys
movie.
Seriously.
All right, so there's your big movie as far as theaters today. What's opening up on the streamers,
You just told me that you've actually watched this movie, and it really surprised me. I didn't realize it.
Which one?
Godzilla Minus One.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, this is the best Godzilla movie I think I've ever seen.
Well, and I'm looking here. Okay, it is, by the way, Netflix, and it's currently number 2.
Oh, wow.
Top 10 movies in the U.S.
That's
today.
Awesome. It's
number
so
2.
Good.
And it just came out this week.
Yeah, it just came out.
So, they say, you give us a brief synopsis.
Oh, it's just really good. It was made in Japan, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, it's so authentic and the storyline's pretty good. And it's not like King Kong versus Godzilla. It doesn't get a little cartoony. That's what I love about it. It really is cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it says the film brings things back to the start as the King of Monsters returns in destructive fashion. And I absolutely love, because it was released in theaters back in December, end of last year.
Yeah.
And so now it's on Netflix, so you can just watch it. Yeah. Free and clear. You ain't got to buy it, pay for it
love
if you
it.
Have your Netflix subscription.
It's good.
Also, this one, I don't know how to feel about this, but I do like this actor ever since we watched him in Top Gun, the latest Top Gun. Hitman is available starting today, starring Glenn Powell.
Oh, wow.
He's the star of Top Gun Maverick.
And this is called Hitman.
Hitman. He was also in Anyone But You with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
And he'll be coming out in this summer's Twisters as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a romantic crime comedy loosely based on a true story. I bet that's something a lot of people didn't know, because I didn't know until I came across this article. The movie follows Gary Johnson, a college professor who works part-time as a fake hitman for the New Orleans Police Department, as he helps in the process of catching aspiring criminals.
His world's
flipped upside down when he meets the gorgeous and charming Maddie Masters, who hires Gary to take out her abusive husband.
Okay.
Yes. By the way, Hitman also stars Adria Arjona, who we most recently heard is now the girlfriend of Jason Momoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think the chica that plays his love interest in this movie, it happens to be Jason Momoa's real-life girlfriend. Yeah,
did this movie ever go to theater?
No. Straight to Netflix.
So this is
Netflix release. Straight to this brand new.
So this is brand new right
Yeah,
now.
No one knows anything about it. Glenn Powell starring as the hitman.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Also, one more here that I want to throw out. It is called Am I Okay? And, you know me, I'm throwing out the ones that are free with your subscription.
Yes.
So this one drops on Max.
Okay.
And it stars everyone's favorite what's her name? Dakota Johnson.
Oh, okay.
She's such an actress.
Yeah.
She's got such personality. can you tell the hint of facetiousness
in
my voice? So it's a dramedy. And anyway, cool. That's just something else for you to watch if you're interested.
There it is.
Tig Notaro also in this one, but it drops on Max. Am I Okay is the name of it. But yeah, excellent movies on streaming and in theaters this weekend. Trust.
You better grab some popcorn.
Yeah, I want it.
What?
With Leo and Rebecca.
Yeah.
B93.
We're excited, definitely, to have Melissa joining us this morning. So what can you tell us about Jefe? Is it Jefe?
Yes, you're right. It's Jeff.
Jeff.
Okay, so Jeff and I, seem to kind of want the same thing. So I was excited about our date. We wanted a casual relationship, maybe see where things go. And when I met him, I thought he was my kind of guy, to be honest. He seemed hot and fun.
Perfect.
I like that you say, we both agree casual's cool. Nothing too serious, just cast.
I love that. Yeah. How did the date go then, Melissa?
Well, I thought it went pretty well. We were talking and laughing and, I thought there was a little bit of chemistry there. And that's why it was so strange that he just kind of abruptly left. He said he had an early morning and he was going to call it a night. And I was kind of surprised because I thought things were going well.
Wow.
Okay, so are you looking for more answers as to why, he hasn't responded to you, kind of ghosted you, or are you hoping for, a hookup, since she says, you said it in the beginning, kind of casual?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, both, but at this point, it's been, a week. Yeah, I'm still open, except that, it's really bothering me. What happened? Why isn't he texting back?
She's like, look, if it's yes, I would like something a little bit more. But, if he just wants some cocoa, let's go.
Well, so we can't promise anything, but we definitely want to do our best for you, girl.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Hang out for a little bit. We're going to contact him and see what's up.
Okay.